This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Hurricane Ian hit Southwest Florida 6 weeks ago this Wednesday. Insurance claims are already over $8 billion, a final tally 10 times that wouldn't really surprise people. And all along the coast where Ian made landfall, tens of thousands of homeowners and businesses are repairing and rebuilding. A fair number of nonprofits as well. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman took a trip to get us that story.
A bridge on Southwest Florida's main coastal highway leads you into Punta Gorda, a small city jutting into a natural harbor. Hurricane Ian made landfall nearby with wind gusts of 135 miles an hour.
We were right in the eye of it, so Ian was nothing to play with. I mean, ancient trees that uprooted.
Martha Biretta has weathered plenty of hurricanes here. She says Ian was the worst. Her house still isn't habitable. Nor is the Blanchard House, a museum of African-American history that she runs nearby. The roof failed, the 100-year-old building flooded, fans have been drying it out. I can't enter safely until I put on a protective mask.
I can smell it already, yeah. There's black mold coming up the walls, and part of the ceiling's fallen in here.
We sit on the porch and talk about the complexity of local African-American history.
In 1887, four African-Americans incorporated this town. And we know 1885, some of the harshest Jim Crow laws were passed.
The museum is a stop on Florida's Black Heritage Trail. An upcoming exhibit, Florida African-American History 101, will tell the stories of black conquistadors and escaped slaves in the Seminole Wars. The museum usually gets about 600 visitors a year, and without them, donations at the door have dried up.
We're a special little house. We are an educational institution. We share untold and untaught history. We do our own research. And we are important because we tell these stories.
Other Southwest Florida cultural institutions also took hits. On the waterfront in downtown Fort Myers, the Florida Repertory Theater temporarily went dark after it was battered by wind and water. And about 40 miles up the coast in Venice, the storm nearly destroyed a cultural landmark.
From here, you would have seen Venice Theater in really large letters, and that would have been your gateway into Venice, driving over the bridge.
Theater marketing director Lori Colton points to the empty frame of steel girders more than 60 feet high, all that's left of the main stage area. Executive director Murray Chase says the back walls and roof of the theater, built in 1926, collapsed in the storm. Construction workers are hauling away the wreckage.
They've had to pull out most of the drywall, all of the flooring. They had the big drying tubes inside, get rid of any possibilities of mold.
He says recovery and rebuilding, plus decontaminating whatever costumes and props can be salvaged, will cost $1 to $1.5 million. Most of it will come from insurance, but it'll take a year at least. So all the big shows that would usually sell out in the 450-seat main stage are canceled. A Christmas Carol, Gypsy, Death of a Salesman.
We'll lose in ticket revenue just under $3 million. We're going to be leaning on our community to get us through the next year.
He estimates Venice businesses will lose at least that much. Meanwhile, in Punta Gorda, Martha Biretta thinks it'll be early next year before the Blanchard House Museum can reopen.
We know the whole roof has to come off. Our floors have been damaged. Eradicating all of that mold, those are our exhibit walls. You know, it will be costly for us, but we will come back.
There's insurance, though the museum will have to raise at least $6,000 to pay deductibles. Plus, there'll be costs to put exhibits online during rebuilding. But Biretta says she's confident supporters will come through. Reporting from Punta Gorda, Florida, I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.